إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة عيننا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the fear and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in every time and every place there is a conflict, a clash between truth and falsehood. In every time and every place there is a conflict between the haqq and the batil. But the truth is firm and manifest and rises up. And falsehood is weak and fades away and perishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا Allah says, جَاءَ الْحَقُّ Say, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ Say, the truth has come, وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلُ And falsehood has perished, إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا Falsehood, it is destined to perish. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests the believers through the oppression of tyrants and evil and wrongdoing people. It is one of Allah's laws in His creation, one of His sunan, that He tests the believers through people who are evil and oppressive and harming towards the believers, arrogant and corrupt towards the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, do people think that they will be left alone to say, we believe, and they will not be tested? Do people think they will be left alone to say, amanna, we believe, and they will not be tested? Surah Al-Ankabut. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is a great wisdom and a great purpose behind the testing that Allah gives towards the believers. There is a great purpose behind the tribulations that are afflicting the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in order that the believers will be known, فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in order that Allah would know those who are true, He knows those who are truthful, those who are true in their faith. And in order that He show, and He know those who are lying, those who lie. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, in this regard, if a wound afflicts you, then know that a wound has afflicted the enemy as well. And these are the days that we alternate between people. Tilkan ayamu nudawiluha bayna nas. These are the days we give them to one people and then to another. We give them back and forth to good and evil people so that Allah, He tests the believers in this way. He tests the believers by giving strength one day to the disbelievers and then giving strength back to the believers. This is in order that Allah, He tests you. So these are the days that Allah, He gives men by turns, that Allah may test those who believe, and that He may take martyrs from the people. And Allah does not like the wrongdoers. Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 40. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the Muslims should know that they have an eternal message. They have a true message. They should be firm like mountains when tribulation befalls them. However numerous the tyranny, the attacks, the oppression, the believers are firm like mountains, knowing that there is a positive outcome for those who have patience and faith. They know that the victory is from Allah, and this is a means of reward for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, if you remain patient and you have taqwa, you have piety, then their coming will not do the least harm to you. And Allah is surrounding all that they do. Surah Ali Imran. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah's law of creation, it continues unchanged. And this affliction is endless. This affliction that we see affecting the believers, we may see or perceive it to be endless, with no end in sight, with no salvation. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, until they, the messengers, gave up hope and thought that they were denied by their people. Describing the messengers of Allah, they gave up and they thought that the people had denied, then our victory came to them. Then our victory and our help came to them, and we rescued them, and our punishment cannot be warded off from the wrongdoing people. Surah Yusuf, Ayah 110. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, let us listen with attentive hearts to what Allah says about Musa when He sent him against Fir'aun, the mighty and powerful tyrant of his time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاصْبِرُوا إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says to Musa alayhi salam, reassuring him, telling him, قَالَ مُوسَى. And Musa, Allah is telling us the story of Musa, with what Musa said to his people. He said, لِقَوْمِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْبِرُوا. Seek the help from Allah and be patient. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. The earth belongs to Allah. يُورِثُهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He will give it to whomever He pleases. مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. To whomever He pleases from His servants, and the end is for those who have taqwa. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the faith of a believer in times of hardship and tribulation, he realizes that his only refuge is in Allah. The only one who can help him, the only safe and reliable refuge in the time of tribulation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim, he calls out to Allah sincerely, whatever power and possessions that people have on this earth, they are only temporary guests. And though Allah is the one who makes the final decision about who will inherit the earth. No matter how much power and how much provision and wealth a person has, it's ultimately Allah who decides who will have the inheritance of the earth. The suffering of Muslims in any time and place, we should realize that the outcome in the end will be happiness. We should be sure that in the next life and in this life, the happiness will be for the believers, because the reward is for them. Be it sooner or later, but ultimately they will get the reward of Allah. What counts, what is most important, as believers is that we cling to Allah. In whatever circumstance, we hold on to Allah, we cling to Him, we ask victory only from Him. We ask Allah for help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, describing the munafiqeen, describing the believers and the munafiqeen. He says, the believers, the munafiqeen came to them and told them, a huge army is gathering against you. Be afraid of them. فَخْشَوْهُمْ. Be afraid of the giant army is coming. The munafiqeen said to the believers. So Allah, He says, describing the believers, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. It increased them in faith. It caused them to have more faith in Allah. And they said, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. حَسْبُنَا. Allah is suffice. He will provide for us. He will help us. وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And He is the best of protectors for all people. Then they said, no harm should befall them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they turned away with a blessing from Allah, and no harm befell them. And they followed the good pleasure of Allah. And Allah is the owner of great bounties. Allah is the owner of great bounty. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, however the scene or the characters change in this battle between truth and falsehood, it will continue. It is a sunnah of Allah that whenever oppression takes place on the earth, the end of it, it will end in humiliation to those who oppress. It is the sunnah of Allah that the arrogant and the haughty ones are destroyed in the end, or they sink and they are losers. If we look at the story of Musa alayhi salam, when he came to Fir'aun and his brother Harun, he confronted Fir'aun with the message of Allah, the truth, the haqq. And what was the end of Fir'aun when he rejected the message? What was the end of Fir'aun? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Fir'aun a sign for the generations to come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says about Fir'aun, we took revenge on Fir'aun and his followers. He belied our signs, they were heedless about them. We made the people who were considered weak to inherit the earth, the eastern and western parts of the earth, of which we blessed. And the true word of your Lord was fulfilled for the Bani Israel because of their endurance. And we completely destroyed the great works in the buildings of Fir'aun and the things that his people erected. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we see the end of Fir'aun, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed what he had of armies and power and jah, of sultan, of strength, and he made the Bani Israel inherit the earth. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the absolute certainties amongst the believers, one of the things that is sure, that is without doubt, is that victory and help and support comes down from Allah. And sometimes Allah delays the help in order that the believers strengthen their connection to Him. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will delay His victory, His help, in order that the ummah return to Allah, in order that they strengthen their attachment to Allah. And so, those who achieve piety, taqwa, that is the greatest weapon of all. Believing in Allah and sacrificing, the sacrifices might multiply until the relationship between our connection to Allah is strengthened. The tribulations will multiply until we return only to Allah and we attach ourselves only to Him and seek help only from Him. And then He will help the believers. But we should never have doubt that His help is near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ وَلَيَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah says, we give victory, we give help to those who help Him, to help Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Allah is mighty. Allah is strong and mighty. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, He continues in saying, those who, if we give them power in the land, they establish the prayer and they give the zakah. This is what the description of those who give victory to Allah's deen. They command the good and they forbid evil. And with Allah rests the end of all matters. O oppressed believers everywhere, believe in Allah's victory. Believe in Allah's help. Bear in mind that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made a promise to the believers when he said in an authentic hadith, remember that victory comes with patience, and that with every hardship comes a way out, and with every difficulty comes ease. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. Ibad Allah, taqwa Allah, haqqa tuqatih. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Be fearful and mindful of Him. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the effort to defame Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is clear to all people. We see that some people, in their despicable state, they mock Islam, they mock the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is a result of their deep hatred to the message of Islam, to the message of this deen, and the principles of this religion. But by the will of Allah, those people who have enmity towards Islam, they are the ones who are cut off in the end. They are the ones who are cut off from all goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Kawthar, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Indeed, we have given you, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرُ. Allah says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have given you the Kawthar, a river in paradise. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So pray to your Lord and sacrifice. وَنَشَانِيَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. The one who mocks you, he is the one who will be cut off He is the one who will be cut off from all good. Shame on those despicable people who die with envy towards Islam. Indeed, their end will be humiliation in this world and the next. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He promises the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Hijr, "We will protect you from those who make fun of you." إِنَّكَ حَيْنَاكَ الْمُسْتَحْزِئِينَ. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of Islam, he said that this ayah, it has been proven in history that those who mocked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if the believers were not able to get a hold of them to punish them, they died or they were humiliated in some way in this world. It's a proven fact in history that those who attacked and mocked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were humiliated in this world before the next. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. Verily, Allah, He is able to eliminate falsehood and bring evil to an end. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, defending Islam, defending the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a duty of every Muslim. It is the jihad of every Muslim to defend the principles of Islam from those who defame it. And according to one's ability, for the scholar according to his ability, for the common person according to his knowledge, for the one in authority, the ruler of the ruled, those who work in media, every person has a role to play in defending and projecting the true image of Islam, the true principles of this deen. This is a great struggle in the way of Allah to show the true message of Islam. We defend the Prophet ﷺ and our religion in a scholarly and intelligent way. Not in a way that is only based on emotions, which would lead to greater harm than good. But we use any means that attains benefit and wards off the harm. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Aisha radiallahu anha, when she was approached with the Prophet ﷺ by a group of Jews, and the Yahud, they greeted the Prophet ﷺ by saying, "Assalamu alaikum," which means death be upon you. So Aisha, she responded, "Walaykum as-salam wa na'atullah." May the death be upon you and the curse of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said to Aisha, "Take it easy, ya Aisha." She said, "Didn't you hear what they said about you?" He said, "Yes, I heard them." And I responded in kind. I said the same thing. That was sufficient. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, in this example, we see that for Muslims, the way that we deal with others is on a case-by-case basis. Whatever will bring about what is beneficial in our relationship, in our way of projecting or teaching Islam. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the most important things when we see the attacks against Islam and the Prophet of Islam is that these attacks should increase us in our love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The real way to undo the effects of these attacks is to increase our iman in Islam and our connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to prompt us to make more effort to show the truth, to disseminate the haqq, and to proclaim what is right. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we see these assaults, it should give us more energy to work to propagate the true light of Islam, to show the beautiful principles and teachings of this religion that is beneficial for all of society, that to show the benefit of the principles and rules of Islam for the mankind, using wisdom and good advice. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we should never react to provocation. We should never react recklessly to those who want to provoke our emotions, but rather we should stick to our principles, our character, our akhlaq, our ideals, we should stick to the character of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and remember what Islam teaches, that a criminal only harms himself. Those who mock Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're only harming themselves. Allah says, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Nobody else will bear the blame of those who did wrong. The blame will be upon them. And finally, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself of the importance of having love and obedience to the Messenger of Allah. True love is by holding on to the Sunnah and obeying the Messenger of Allah, as he said in an authentic hadith, none of you truly believes until I am more beloved to him than himself and his wealth and his children and all of the other people. True, none of you truly believes. True Iman is when the Prophet ﷺ is more beloved to us than ourselves. And our wealth. And our children. And all of mankind. May Allah increase us in our love for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa wa rzuqna tibaa'a wa arina al-batila batila wa rzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa qurrati ayunina Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in ma ta'aqibu al-layl wal nahar. اللهم ارض الله عن الخلفاء الراشدين ابي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الآن ومن تبعه باحسان الى يوم الدين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم عليك لاعداء الدين. اللهم اذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم رد المسلمين الى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا، أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان، واشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي عليه الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. وذكر الله أكبر وأعظم. عباد الله أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استوى النبي الحمد ويحمكم الله. استوى
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا والليل إذا سجى ما ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
Allah'a emanet.